Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on chapter 8. In the previous chapter, we saw the motives behind the mergers and acquisition. In this chapter, we are going to understand the reasons for failures of mergers and acquisition, which are also very important while you are actually preparing a merger and acquisition proposal. So it's better to know beforehand the reasons so that you enter into successful mergers and acquisitions. This chapter helps you understand the reasons for failures of mergers and acquisitions. Now, the most common reasons for failures of mergers and acquisitions are: number one, the unrealistic price paid for the target. Number two, the difficulties in cultural integration. Number three, the overstated synergies. Number four, the integration difficulties. Number five, inconsistent strategies. Number six, poor business fit. Inadequate due diligence, then the high leverage, then the boredom split, the regulatory issues, the HR issues. These are all the most common reasons or the failures of mergers and acquisition. Let's look at it one by one. The first one, the unrealistic price paid for the target. The process of merger and acquisition involves valuation of the target company and paying a price for taking over the assets of the company. Quite often, one finds that the price paid to the target company is much more than what should have been paid. So this unrealistic price paid or more price paid for a target could be one reason for failure of a merger or acquisition. While the shareholder of the target company stands benefited, the shareholders of the acquirer end up on the losing side. Having bid over enthusiastically, the buyer may find that the premium paid for the acquired company's shares wipes out any gains made from the acquisition. And hence, one should be very, very careful while deciding on the price paid for the target company. The next important factor for reason for failure could be difficulties in the cultural integration. Every merger involves combining of two or more different entities. These entities reflect different corporate cultures, the styles of leaderships, the different employee expectation, and the functional differences. If the merger is implemented in a way that does not deal sensitively with the company's people and the different corporate cultures, the process may turn out to be a disaster. So cultural integration, especially when two different cultures come together, is very, very important. You have to pay attention to it. And the difficulties in culture integration could lead to a failure of a merger and an acquisition. While the process is being executed, these differences are known but often ignored. As the years pass by and the combined entity tries to synergize the operations, these differences surface and often lead to failure of the merger and acquisition. So this cannot be ignored and has to be timely cured if there has to be a success in a merger or acquisition. The third important reason for failure could be overstated synergies. Mergers and acquisitions are looked upon as an important instrument of creating synergies through increased revenue, reduced cost, reduction in net working capital, and improvement in the investment intensity. Overestimation of this can lead to failure of mergers. Money-related matters cannot be overestimated. So any overestimate of synergies could easily cause a failure of merger and acquisition. Integration difficulties. Integration difficulties can be a very important reason for a failure of merger and acquisition. Companies very often face integration difficulties. That is, the combined entity has to adapt to a new set of challenges given the changed circumstances. To do this, the company prepares the plans to integrate the operations of the combined entities. If the information available on the related issues is inadequate or inaccurate, integration becomes difficult. Inconsistent strategy can also be an important reason for failure of a merger and acquisition. Mergers and acquisitions that are driven by sound business strategies are the ones that succeed. Entities that fail to assess the strategic benefits of mergers face failures. It is therefore important to understand the strategic intent behind a merger and an acquisition. Poor business fit cannot be another reason for failure of merger and acquisition. Mergers and acquisition fail where the products or services of the merging entity do not naturally fit into the acquired overall business plan. This delays efficient and effective integration and causes failure. Inadequate due diligence can be also a very important reason for failure of a merger and acquisition. Due diligence is a crucial component of a merger and acquisition process as it helps in detecting the financial and business risk that the acquirer inherits from the target company. Inaccurate estimation of the related risk can result in failure of the merger. High leverage can also be a reason for failure of merger and acquisition. One of the most crucial elements of an effective acquisition strategy is planning how one intends to finance the deal through an ideal capital structure. The acquirer may decide to acquire the target through cash. To pay the price of the acquisition, the acquirer may borrow heavily from the market, and this could be one important factor for the success or failure of a merger and acquisition. This creates a very high leverage structure, increases the interest burden of the company, and the increased interest cost may consume a big portion of the earnings and defeat the very purpose of the acquisition. So high leverage is also a prominent reason for failure of merger and acquisition. Then poor broom slip. Broom slip can also be a very important factor for failure of merger and acquisition. A merger is planned. It is crucial to evaluate the composition of the boardroom, the compatibility of the directors. Managers or directors who are suddenly deprived of authority can be bitter. Specific personality clashes between executives in the two companies are also very common. This may prove to be a major problem slowing down or preventing the integration of entities. Next important reason for failure could be regulatory issues. The entire process of merger requires legal approvals. If any of the stakeholders are not in favor of the merger, they might create the legal obstacles and slow down the entire process. This results in a regulatory delay and increases the risk of deterioration of the business. While evaluating a merger proposal, care should be taken to ensure that the regulatory hassles do not crop up. One of the most important reasons for failure for merger could be the HR issues. A merger or an acquisition is identified with the job losses, restructuring, and the imposition of a new corporate culture and identity. This can create uncertainty, anxiety, and resentment amongst the company's employees. Research shows that a firm's productivity can drop between 25 to 50% while undergoing such a large-scale change, mainly due to the demoralization of the workforce. Companies often pay undue attention to the short-term legal and financial consideration involved in a merger or acquisition and neglects the crucial HR issues relating to the corporate identity and communication, which impacts the workers' morale and the productivity. So friends, with this, we have reached the conclusion of this chapter after discussing various reasons for failure of mergers and acquisitions. Mergers and acquisitions should be undertaken when the acquisition company gains, and this gain exceeds the cost, and the entire process needs to be viewed a multi-stage and different problems like synergies, strategy, due diligence, regulatory should be overcome. HR should be resolved, otherwise this may be one of the reasons for failures of mergers and acquisition. A wise merger and acquisition professional will look into these reasons and actually plan out a proper merger acquisition proposal to succeed this race of merger and acquisition. Thank you.